producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I love this time of year because we're coming up on Halloween. So spooky! So spooky! And they say Halloween is going to cost us a scary, ungoblinly amount of money. They say Americans are going to spend nearly $7 billion. I'm excited about that. Not because, the health ramifications is something else. But me, I love things that make the economy tick. And these holidays and the commercialization of them, I love because it, you know, causes people to spend. People are afraid to spend. That's when the economy gets stagnant. But Halloween and Halloween stores yesterday, you know, my kid, okay, so we're like, what, how many days, you know, until Halloween? And of course, my kids didn't have an outfit ready or whatever. I'm like, well, let me make you something like we did in the olden days. It'll save me a bunch of money. No, I want to go to the Halloween store. There was a line just to get into the Halloween store, just like Apple does that too. Like you'll have a line outside the Apple store. So you have a line before you can even get into the Halloween store. I mean, and so you know that store is making some money. I love it. I mean, unfortunately, it only makes money probably once a year for Halloween. But that's, you know, where they make the most money. But I love it. Just, you know, let's spur the economy. Let's do it. They say, according to the National Retail Federation, last year's spending was $77.52 per person. Oh, I don't want to spend that much money. Compared to this year's anticipated $74.34 per person. Most of the money spent on costumes are for adults, not kids. Millions of dollars are expected to go towards costumes for our pets. $2.1 billion is expected to go toward candy, but you can make a little money back with, I guess, Halloween candy buyback programs that dentists nationwide participate in. That candy then turns around and gets donated to the troops. Okay, so what is it about Halloween? All right. You know, many of you have asked me, you know, this whole Walking Dead zombie thing. Why are people into that? That I don't know. I saw Walking Dead yesterday, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it was horrible. I mean, what happened? I mean, it was a good show, but what happened in the show was horrible. And I don't know what it is. Why do people like all the spooky? Okay, because Halloween is not spooky. Okay, Halloween is now all about candy and, you know, trick or tequila and, you know, I don't know, all sorts of other stuff that you know, things that we've done, spinoffs of Halloween. But some people really, really like the dark and the graveyard and the zombie and the killing and the being scared and the screams. You have people out there that really like it. I don't understand it. Okay? Unless, okay, it's an outlet for us. You know, us sitting there at a desk looking at a black cat with a smiley face and the tail making the word boo. You know, maybe it just doesn't do it for us, okay? You know, maybe we as humans, we want to feel the chase. We want to feel our hearts race. We want to, you know, I don't know, be scared. I personally, I went and saw the movie Goosebumps. You know, I took my kids to see Goosebumps. Of course, the older boy's like, do we really have to sit here and watch this? Okay, you know, really, like, quit trying to be cool. You were scared. It wasn't that scary, but it was good. It was fun. So I like fun Halloween. Okay. Now, what about all this stuff with the candy? Well, here's my thing. Okay. I've gotten to the age now where I have very discernible palates when it comes to candy, and I'm very, picky. So these little dum-dum lollipops, no. Do not like dum-dums, all right? Nope. Those 1 cent bubble gums, can't stand that. The flavor lasts maybe 10.5 seconds, and then it tastes kind of metallic, so I don't like those. Smarties, you get sick of after a while. Gummy bears give me reflux. So, you know, now you got to step it up. All right? And so it's chocolate or nothing. Now, what we like to do is we like to trick-or-treat in the fancy, rich neighborhoods. So what we do is we go to, like, you know, somebody's house, or we sneak into the gate. And then we go, we trick-or-treat. And some of the fancy, schmancy neighborhoods, they give out full candy bars. There was one house last year, and she had this big blow-up coffin. And she opens it up, and she says, take your pick. I mean, what a bonus. Taking your pick? So there was Reese's and Kit Kats and whatever. And I was like, can I take two? Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. Now, some of you guys are like, why don't you just go to Walmart? You'll spend, you know, you won't spend $74 on your costume. Go to Walmart and spend $5 and buy your own candy bars. No, no, that's not the same. We like getting stuff for free, right? Which, by the way, does kind of concern me. You know, I mean, you know, we teach our kids not to, you know, get handouts, not to ask people for stuff, to earn, right, what you're going to eat, right? And here we are, we dress up our kids, and I even tell them, you know, my kids are tired. They're like, I don't want to go to one more house. I'm like, no, go. This looks like a fancy house. It's going to be good candy. Go. And, you know, we kind of train our kids to go and beg people for food. In fact, what I like to do is I like to stand on the sidewalk. I usually have a plastic cup, you know, because sometimes, you know, people put, you know, fruit punch or something in my cup because, you know, I'm not supposed to sit there and eat candy, you know, or trick or tequila. And other kids, so, you know, my kids are like, Mom, should I go to this house? So other kids are coming out, and I go, what candy did they just give you? Well, you know, they gave us, I don't know, Jawbreakers. And I tell my kids, no, not this house, and we move on. But when you have other kids going, oh, candy bars, I go to this one, go to this one. And sometimes my kids are already asleep in the car, and I'll just still hit up a couple other houses, you know, because they're all lit up. And so, now, by the way, they never give out the good candy in the beginning. In the beginning, they kind of look at you like it's 3 p.m. What are you doing? All right. Oh, remember when we were growing up and somebody would give out pennies? Remember how mad we would get? Pennies. That's ridiculous. Now, wow. I would definitely use the pennies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Right now we are hearing the death toll is up to 215 from a huge earthquake that jolted the North Afghan region. They say a massive earthquake rocked northeastern Afghanistan on Monday, with devastating tremors rippling across the region. Right now, the death toll is up to 215 amid collapsed buildings, stampedes, fear of landslides, and right now the officials are bracing for even more casualties. They say the full extent of the damage and death toll is not immediately clear. Rescue teams are still trying to assess and find injured parties. They say there was a preliminary magnitude of 7.5 reading on the Richter scale of this earthquake, and it was centered in the remote area of the Hindu Kush Mountains. Apparently, there were 12 students at a girls' school in North Afghanistan that also died as they were trying to leave the buildings. They said they were not killed by the collapse, but they died trying to get out under the feet of others. So they died under, unfortunately, a stampede. They say the bulk of the deaths appear to be in Pakistan, where I guess a disaster management official says at least 167 people have died and nearly 1,000 were hurt. Afghanistan officials place the death tally at more than 50. They say the collapse of phone lines, cell phone towers also prevented officials from getting details of remote areas. They say the rescue efforts kind of came to a crawl because some of the temperatures in some of the mountain areas were too cold. We'll keep you guys posted, but this was pretty devastating. They say the U.S. Geological Survey, which monitors earthquake patterns, put this quake's preliminary magnitude at 7.5, placed its epicenter in the mountains of the Badakhshan province, 160 miles northeast of Kabul, near the Afghan-Pakistan border. You know, they say in California they're supposed to be expecting at least a 5.0 or greater. 5.0 is nothing like on this scale, but it still is pretty big. And unfortunately, they say at least a 5.0, meaning, you know, they're thinking that LA is going to be hit by a quake within the next couple of years with something strong. And at least a 5. So that doesn't mean it's only going to be a 5, obviously. So we'll keep you guys posted. But unfortunately, something like this is never, 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 never promising in terms of usually the death tolls, unfortunately, rise faster than we want them to. Sending our prayers. What we know about the whale watching boat. Well, there was a whale watching boat that sank. It was a Canadian whale watching boat that sank on Sunday, leaving 5 dead and 1 person missing. The boat sank off of Vancouver Island near the tourist area of Tofino. Around 5 p.m. local time, it was carrying 27 people. It was called the Leviathan 2, a whale-watching boat operated by Jamie's Whaling Station. The location where it sank was about 8 nautical miles northwest of Tofino. They say, I think these are, let me see. The search right now has gone on for 5.5, they said the search went on for about 5.5 hours, during which 21 people of the 27 were rescued and 5 people were recovered, unfortunately, without vital signs. We don't know why it happened. Now we have a missing persons case, and they are trying to find the last of the victims. Not a good weekend at all, unfortunately. All right, and now some of you guys aren't going to like this news either. They say human DNA has been found in hot dogs. A report uncovers some startling findings on what people are really eating when they bite into a hot dog. Clear Food analyzed 345 hot dogs and sausages from 75 different brands sold at 10 retailers and found that 14% had hygienic or substitution issues, according to the report. Substitution, I guess, means when ingredients are added in the product that are not displayed on the label. Hygienic issues happen when a non-harmful contaminant is introduced into the hot dog. The online food guide, I guess, uses genomic technology to examine foods by ingredients and found DNA in 2% of the samples and in 2/3 of the quote-unquote vegetarian samples. 10% of the vegetarian products had meat. All right, this is ridiculous. You can't even trust your hot dogs. Samples show chicken, beef, turkey, and lamb were found in products that were not supposed to have those ingredients. 67% of hygienic problems found in the report were from vegetarian products. They say Clear Foods finds that a number of hot dog manufacturers, large and small, they say, look, they are producing high-quality hot dogs. Okay, with integrity. You got a couple places that I guess stink. All right, but what is this with human DNA? I mean, what, hair fell out? I don't know, they're not talking about it. They say the report comes amid unrelated research released by the World Health Organization on Monday that finds eating hot dogs, harm, and other processed meat can cause colorectal cancer. Now, that's true. That's something else we need to talk about. But before we go there, I do not understand why we are seeing such a halfway slip shop job being done. You know, I'm wondering if I really, really think that we need to have some sort of, responsibility or some people taking, let's say, people have to own up to, you know, certain jobs. And I think what happens is by the time food gets to the consumer and on your plate, okay, if there's something wrong with it, okay, there could be thousands of workers in that plant that the boss can't figure out who's responsible for. So let's say somebody sneezes and it gets into the food and he looks around, he sees nobody saw. Okay, technically she's just shut down the whole plant. But anyway, let's say that happens. How do you find out he's the one? So things could happen and they're like, well, we don't care. I mean, you know, you see this in places of work all the time. You know, something happens and nobody owns up to it. If nobody is responsible for a certain job, then when that job fails, everybody seems to get in trouble. And I'm getting sick and tired of it. I mean, this is our food, for crying out loud. And we can't even trust our food anymore. So for those of you vegetarian, no, please be careful. Because, you know, you're thinking you're not eating meat. Just like with kosher. You know, the reason why a lot of people who eat kosher don't like to eat out that much is because they can't verify that they're not getting contaminants in there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So ham, sausage, and other processed meats can lead to colon, stomach, and other cancers. Doctors have long warned us against this, but the World Health Organization has said today, okay? All right, even though they talked about it last week, that processed meats are in the same danger category as cigarettes or asbestos. We talked about this last week. A group of 22 scientists from the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer in Lyon, France, evaluated more than 800 studies from several continents about meat and cancer. Based on that evaluation, they classified processed meat as carcinogenic to humans and red meat as possibly carcinogenic. So the meat industry groups are obviously protesting. You know, they're like, no, they're probably really mad. No. The North American Meat Institute argued in a statement that cancer is a complex disease not caused by single foods and stressed the importance of lifestyle and environmental factors. I get that. But, you know, when you see pancreatic cancer and colon cancer and GI cancer higher in meat eaters, you gotta, you know, think there's something to the meat. All right? Dr. David Agus, one of the world's leading cancer specialists and a CBS News medical contributor, told CBS this morning, Monday, that processed meats can slightly increase your risks, predominantly for colon cancer. Lifetime risk of colon cancer is 5%. If you eat a hot dog every day, your risk goes to 6%. So what are processed meats? You got bacon, you got hot dogs, you got ham, you got sausages, you got corned beef jerky, canned meats. Any meat transformed to improve its flavor or preserve it through techniques like salting, curing, or smoked meat. So I guess beef jerky probably isn't that good either. We've always known processed meat's too bad is much. But here's the thing. Okay, this is the key, guys. Too much. Okay, too much is bad, he says. Too much is bad. So research shows 3.5 servings of regular meat per week seems to not have negative health consequences. So 3.5 servings of regular meat per week. But stop. Many of you guys have 3.5 servings per day. We're talking per week. A little bit of meat is okay. You got B12, you got iron, you got essential amino acids. I don't mind you eating red meat, but just not every meal. Just not every day. Okay? I want you guys to have vegetarian lunches, have fish more at dinner time, or chicken, and then a couple dinners, you're going to have beef. But a lot of you guys are eating, you know, ham and eggs and sausage for breakfast. Then at lunch, you're having a chicken sandwich. And then at dinner, you're having a burger or meatloaf. Okay? That's a lot of meat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last hour we were talking about compounding pharmacies. And one of you had over the break asked, how do you find a doctor that will prescribe medicine? Apparently this person has been on a unique compounding medication. Doctor no longer practices. Went and found a new doctor, only to find out after she went through the whole visit and the visit, the doctor's like, I don't prescribe that. I got to refer you to somebody else. You know, this is kind of, that, you know, that it's a good question. You know, I don't know what to tell you. You don't have enough people really knowledgeable on some of the compounding, you know, pharmaceuticals out there and some of the formulations. You don't have a lot of doctors out there that are comfortable with alternative medicine. And so you need to kind of figure that out before you go into the doctor. Now, I understand that a lot of staff up at the front desk may not be able to answer that question. So you'll call and go, you know, look, I get growth hormone therapy. Does the doctor do that? And the staff goes, of course the doctor does it. Doctor does everything. And then you go and you see the doctor, and the doctor's like, I don't do growth hormone injections. I don't do that. And so, you know, every now and then there's websites out there that doctors subscribe to, so that if you're looking for hormone replacement or you're looking for a vaccine-friendly doctor, etc. There are certain websites out there that'll say, here's a list of doctors, etc. But most insurance companies have no idea if the doctor's going to, you know, manage your attention deficit or not, or write a compounding pharmaceutical. And this listener's frustration was valid, because why aren't all doctors practicing the same? If they need a medication, like, for example, Armour Thyroid, I had a caller about a year ago upset that the doctor would not write Armour Thyroid, right? A natural thyroid supplement, and the doctor only wrote Synthroid. And the patient was furious. And I understand why the patient was furious, but you have a lot of doctors out there that just are not comfortable with it. When I was in medical school, I didn't learn anything about Armour Thyroid. The first time I heard about it was a patient when I was in training. And it wasn't even in training. It was like, you know, residency. And I didn't know how to titrate it up. I didn't know how to equate 150 micrograms Synthroid to Armour Thyroid at the time. And I didn't know what to do. And again, you know, and we've talked about this. Many of you are like, look, okay, so the doctor should learn it, and then they should do it. Okay, you know, they could Google it. You know, why do they have to be so apprehensive? You know, I'm asking them for medication. I know the medication works. Give it to me. And I get that. But remember, doctors can get sued if something goes wrong. Okay, we learned very early on to not practice any sort of medicine we're not comfortable with. Because if you think you know how to do something and you do something wrong, that case, you know, patient could have a bad outcome, and then that case goes to court, and that doctor can lose his license, lose his, you know, clinic, lose everything. So many doctors are going to say, look, I don't know. So, you know, some of you guys, like, you know, that you're on, you know, hormones, you know, compounding, pharmacies make hormones for you, and you guys have been using that. It's been supplementing you. You love it. That's great. All the power to you. But, you know, which doctor, unfortunately, you know, is going to be out there and do that for you? Many of you guys, the problem is many of you guys are losing your doctor. I'm not blaming Obamacare on this. This is just in general. When you have the same doctor for years and the same doctor who knows you, you guys aren't having any issues. But the reason why so many of you guys are having issues now is, you're writing me, you're like, I have a new doctor. Why are you guys starting up with a brand new doctor? Because you lost your old one. And when you lose your old one, they may be giving you 90 Xanax at a time when you need your Xanax. But the new doctor's like, oh, hell no. I don't prescribe that way. I don't want to get in trouble with the pharmacy board. I'm just going to give 30 and that's it. You know, well, the other doctor managed my adult ADD. He's been having me on Ritalin for years. But the new doctor won't write it. Of course not. Okay? Every doctor is different. Yes, we may all learn pretty much the same thing. But some of us are more comfortable in some things, some aren't. You know, most family docs haven't worked in ER like I have. So I'm a lot more comfortable with ER-type medicine. That's just me. But if you're asking me to manage your seizures long term, I don't think that's my forte. If you ask me to manage your chronic pain, I didn't learn enough about chronic pain. I wish I did. I mean, I got, you know, a couple rotations in, but it wasn't enough for me to feel really competent in managing your chronic pain. And so you'll have some doctors that'll do that, and some doctors won't. You have some doctors where all they do is pain. You'll have some family docs where all they do is cosmetics. or dermatology. So, you know, I think you guys have come to realize that not all doctors practice the same. How do you figure out what the doctor's going to do? If the staff doesn't know, okay, ask the staff to find out. Say, look, I want to, you know, I want to know if the doctor's going to prescribe this. Now, many of you also have been frustrated that you can't talk to the doctor before you see him. Many of you guys want to meet the doctor just as a meet and greet before you decide to transfer your records, which, by the way, it makes a lot of sense. I don't blame you. You want to meet the doctor before you go through all the trouble of dealing with your insurance, paying for a physical, because you only get one physical, right? So why have a physical with the doctor that's going to turn out not to be the one that you can continue with because they won't write your medicines? So it makes sense. Why don't you have a sit down with the doctor? Makes perfect sense until we run into the problem of, well, somebody has to pay the doctor his time to sit and meet with you. So many times it turns into a physical. One of you wrote me, gosh, I'm trying to figure out where it is because I want to read it to you. What happened is you only got like one physical a year and the doctor only talked to you. And there wasn't going to be a code. He wasn't going to be able to get paid. So he decided to turn around and examine you and call it a physical. Now, and you decided you didn't want to be with him, and now you lost your one physical a year. You guys are really up a creek. You know, that really stinks. I hate seeing you guys caught between a rock and a hard place. I hate that. All right? You know, and it's not the doctor's fault either. Okay? You know, a meet and greet is not, you know, a 10-minute meeting. Meet and greets could be 30 minutes long at least. All right? Well, you know, if the insurance isn't going to pay, somebody has to. Now, maybe that's what, you know, maybe the answer. Okay? Before you even get insurance involved, before you pay for a meet and greet. The problem is you know, if the average lawyer makes $500-$600 an hour, I don't know what the average doctor would charge. So what I think a lot of you guys end up doing is going, you know what, fine, I'll just make it a visit because at least all I have is a $20 copay. Or at the most, it'll be a $75 thing. And it'll be still cheaper than paying for his time separately. But, you know, you need to be a lot more active. All right? So if you only have one physical year, tell the doctor, don't make this a physical unless it's a real physical. They're doing everything. You know, pap smear, et cetera, if that's covered. If you want to know if a doctor prescribes something or is open to a certain type of medicine, you know, ask the office manager. Most office managers know what they practice. And if nobody knows, then go look. Can you ask the doctor? Okay? Because I would like to make an appointment. If nobody gets back to you, then find a new doctor. I mean, if you only have one visit or two visits a year allowed on your insurance, there's only so much you could do. I mean, you have to. You have to find somebody that'll work with you. And if not, there's homeopaths out there. There's naturopaths. There's alternative medicine doctors. All right, you know, and maybe they would be a little bit more open to, you know, but it's so frustrating when you're on some regimen that you've been on for years and you can't find another doctor to prescribe it. I get that. Now, keep in mind, okay, sometimes doctors that have been doing things for years will give you a refill, and now you see a new doctor that goes, no, I can't give that to you. That'll harm your kidneys. Or, you know, you need to be having your regular mammograms if you're on a medication like that. So, you know, sometimes they do input new stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this was really, really tragic. A 24-year-old Las Vegas woman has died reportedly after freezing to death in a cryotherapy chamber. According to News3LV, reported that Chelsea Ake of Henderson was trapped in the chamber for at least 10 hours at Rejuvenis, a local clinic that offers cryotherapy, which involves stepping into a cryo sauna or cryo chamber with dry air that dips below a negative 240 degrees Fahrenheit. They say the therapy is used to reduce inflammation, slow signs of aging, and help heal sports injuries, but the effects are only seen, they say effects are seen after only 2 minutes. News3LV.com reported that Ake, a Hawaii native, was the manager. Her coworkers found her frozen inside the machine earlier this week. Oh, how scary. I do know that she was alone closing the shop up, and that did go into the machine and apparently did not turn it off, according to her friend Shaylin B. According to a local news report, Ake used the machine without assistance and likely suffocated. Investigators said the death was due to quote-unquote operator error. She said it was very frustrating to know because you know there are no cameras in there. Basically, the only person that does know what happened is Chelsea. Owners of Rejuvenis had no comment on Ake's death, but said they were saddened by the loss of their friend. I just want everybody to know she is awesome and she's loved by everybody. Her legacy will definitely move on through us. This, according to her friend B, this is very interesting. Fox News talked about this a while back. Apparently they did a story on Ben Famigletti, a 43-year-old New Yorker that wanted to try the new health trend, the cooling health trend. He described it as it's terrifically cold. It's like walking into an Arctic cloud. You go into this chamber that has no moisture and no pressure, so it's really cold. And it's a cryo sauna, cooled down to negative 264 degrees. It's a method that's been used, I guess, for a long time. They think it reduces inflammation. It's supposed to improve athletic performance, slow signs of aging. And we know that ice does reduce inflammation. Okay, you know, cryo means cold. It, I guess, gets harnessed in liquid nitrogen. We've used liquid nitrogen for a lot of skin issues. Okay, you know, we'll freeze things with liquid nitrogen. Freezing temperatures, they send the body into survival mode, which causes the blood supply to flow to most vital organs to relay more oxygen and nutrients. Once you leave the cold environment, they say the enriched and less toxic blood is flushed back into the rest of the body. The whole idea of hot and cold is removing the toxins and allowing blood that doesn't have these toxins or those inflammatory components into the area, according to Dr. Solomon, a sports medicine physiatrist at Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. So their claim of having health benefits or skin benefits is the washing away of the bad blood and renewing it with good vital blood. All right. Well, they say you're dressed in nothing but socks, clogs, and mittens. Customers step into the capsule-like machine. Liquid nitrogen is used to cool down the sauna. And after 2 or 3 minutes, your skin temperature drops to 32 degrees. And then you exit the chamber. Are you wearing underwear? Once the treatment is finished, customers are advised to do a few minutes of cardiovascular exercise to warm up. This gets me a little nervous, guys. The first thing you notice is this enormous rush of endorphins and energy afterwards that lasts 5 or 6 hours. You also have a little bit more mental focus. It's like taking 16 cups of coffee with none of the side effects. I do get that. I bet your adrenaline is definitely shooting up. I guess recovering from ankle surgery, the 43-year-old New Yorker Famigletti does cryotherapy 3 times a week before his physical therapy sessions. He says it helps reduce the swelling around the joint, and that's what I'm trying to improve, range of motion and stability. They say many doctors use ice compacts and ice machines post-op to decrease local inflammation and expedite healing. Powers has never tried whole-body cryotherapy, but she sees a potential for this use in post-surgical care. It not only, it stimulates, but it expedites the healing process, eliminates the discomfort that can prevent you from proper rehab. I guess Demi Moore uses it for anti-aging. It's supposed to give your skin a healthy glow, improve circulation. European studies have been looking at the effects, but I think a lot of us doctors are like, wait a second here, I'm just not completely sold. They say studies have shown that it has not been harmful in high levels to athletes who are healthy. There's been no studies looking at this at an average person or anybody with diseases or illnesses. In my opinion, according to Dr. Solomon, if somebody has risk of heart disease or cardiac disease or a family history of stroke, yeah, I would say don't do it. She says, I still think that this could be a huge stress on the body, which can lead to potentially dangerous issues. By the way, cryotherapy is not FDA approved. Certain medical conditions like high blood pressure and deep vein thrombosis don't go in there, okay? Because, again, if you're getting that rush of blood and that kind of that amphetamine effect, I don't want you having high blood pressure. If you're at risk for stroke, heart attack, no. Deep vein thrombosis, hell no. They say the company claims wearing the provided mittens and clogs can protect you from frostbite in their moisture-free sauna. I am sure they got to be wearing some underwear. Come on. All right. CryoLife, a single session costs $90. The length of time that the effects last varies. After the short cryotherapy stimulation, the effects last from 6 to 8 hours, where the muscle spasticity is being reduced when you feel endorphins released and adrenaline released. Then if you do 10 to 20 treatments, the effects last you 2 to 3 months. CryoLife. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I would love to find the fountain of youth. I would love to look better. I would love to feel better. And I got to admit, I really like hyperbaric oxygen chambers. I think those are pretty cool. All right, you know, for increasing blood flow, you know, to help injury. And I get that. I get why hot cold has been used. I mean, we've been using alternating ice and heat, you know, for a variety of musculoskeletal issues. I could see why cooling down an injury and then allowing the warm blood to come in there could be rejuvenating. It does make sense. The logic's there. It's just, that's a pretty scary machine. And, I think it's a real shame that we've lost somebody. And I don't know if she was, you know, trying a treatment on herself or if she was, cause she was a manager, she was cleaning something out of it and got stuck. I don't know, but, what a nightmare. And it's a real, real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. What is this here? All right, I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about this. All right, let me move on. Kim Fook, the 52-year-old symbol of that 1972 photo known as Napalm Girl, has lived with chronic pain from her napalm burns back from Vietnam. Apparently, she has traveled from her home in Canada to Miami to begin new laser treatments for her chronic pain. She was the little girl naked in that picture, that black and white picture from 1972. Apparently, she had been burned by napalm. She had to rip off her burning clothes, and then she had to receive care from the photographer and the military around. She's been having pain since then, and now she's trying this new laser treatment. She began a series of laser treatments with her doctor, Jill Wabel of the Miami Dermatology and Laser Institute. It's going to smooth and soften the pale, thick scar tissue from her left hand, upper arm, to neck, hairline, all of her back. And she says the treatments are going to relieve the deep aches and pains that still plague her to this day. Oh, poor little thing. You look at the pictures. We'll keep you posted on how that worked. Lovely lady. She's a beautiful woman. Shame she went through that, as many did. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.